Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sweet Scottsdale, Arizona.
Today, Jill and I talk about how much available investment capital is really in this Land Academy group of ours. Lots.
Ooh, yeah. I would say, by the way.
I would actually say it's limitless for the right deals.
Mm-hmm.
It's limitless for a great real estate deal.
That's true.
Before we get
into it. Well, now you answered the whole show.
Much, you don't get to listen to the rest if you don't want to. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on landinvestors.com, our online community. It's free. And if you're a Land Academy member already, please join us on Discord.
Wouldn't that be funny? So did you hear the show yesterday? Yeah, it was 3 minutes long.
We should do that one. See what people say about it.
That would be funny. I think that's cute. Okay. So Chip wrote, "Hi, land investors. I'm prepping for a mailer for large tracts of land that I will flip to a network of developers who focus on low-density, large-acreage land developments."
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Low-density, large-acreage land developments are my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Everybody wants that.
Yes.
"Does anyone have a template for a non-circumvent, non-disclosure agreement?"
An NDA.
Right. Or whatever it might be called. There you go. "The price point of these properties will be beyond my capabilities and quite a bit larger than many of the deals done within the group."
Well, this is perfect question for this topic. Go ahead, Joe.
Gee, imagine how that happened.
Honestly, it was just pure luck.
Okay. "My plan is to either do a simultaneous close or simply sign the contract to the end buyer. These developers form a new LLC for each land track," which is kind of normal for that. "My concern is that when I present these deals to the buyer, they, or a partner of theirs, will go around me and directly to the seller and then steal/kill the deal from me. Does anyone have any suggestions or a template document that I could use for some level of protection?" You want to go?
Yeah, this has happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to happen to you. So you just have to accept that. Ask them for an NDA, because if they are, you know, big developers and they're very experienced, and it sounds like they are because they're doing a new LLC for every deal, they're going to have one. And so especially they're going to have one. If they give it to you and you ask them to sign it and they say no, it's like, why do they have that? Mm-hmm. They make other people do it.
Right.
So it's not so much, you know, I would actually get their NDA and then I would look out on the internet. I used to, when I was buying and selling long-term care facilities and brokering them, I would make them sign an open-ended agreement that says, look, you're going to pay me 2% of the transaction value of any deal I bring to you, and I'm going to register each deal, and you're going to sign it. You're going to sign it. When I bring you the deal, you're going to sign that you're going to pay me.
Mm-hmm.
After a while, they stop. Everybody trusts each other, and it's over.
Right.
Number two, and this is a great situation to be in, and if you're new and you understand real estate, or you've been in real estate in your life in a past, in any capacity, this is a great way, if you have no money, to make tons and tons and tons of money. I made ridiculous amount of money for my age, bringing nursing homes to huge publicly traded companies and getting paid. Using, believe it or not, mail and faxes, and just like the exact same, that's a long, different story. But it's the same concept. So I would really do two things. Number one, I would tell them that you're exclusively doing this for them. You're not going to take that. That means a lot to them because they're used to doing off-market deals and they're probably geographic specific and they probably have some competition. So the last thing you want to do is bring a deal to the guy and he says no, and then bring it to somebody else, and then pretty soon they're going to not respect you at all. So work for one person that you really like and get along with. Number two, fix your fee. In hindsight, 2% was probably not the best idea. Because, you know, and there were checks that I got for $600,000-$700,000, and that's too much. If you say, look, $50,000 is fine. I just want $50,000 for each deal that you buy. They're going to respect you more and do business with you a lot, maybe even exclusively. And then, and my final point is, I love this question.
I know you do. You have a lot to say.
A lot to say about it. My final point is, I forgot.
50,000, be that guy.
Because I'm old.
Are you worried about locking it in, having it in escrow, or don't worry about that?
Nah.
Okay.
I'll think of it in a minute.
Okay.
Today's topic, how much available investment capital is really in the Land Academy Group? This is why you're listening.
Why you're backtracking and trying to trace your steps for that last point, which was great, by the way.
Take equity. Sorry. It's 50,000 bucks cash,
good.
But you want 2 or 3% of the deal, and every single one of them will do that, and they will respect you more.
Ding, ding.
Now, you're a partner in a, you know, a subdivision. What's better than that, just for bringing the deal to them?
I love it. I think that's awesome.
Sorry, Joe. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, so here's what we're talking about for today's show, this investment capital. What are you talking about? Okay. We started this in January 2020, and we did it again in January 2021. We're going to do it every year now. In January, it's our thing. We send out an email to all of our community to say, all right, how much money you got? How much money are you willing to spend? How per deal? All in all? What kind of deals do you like? Whatever. And what we're doing is showing everyone, number one, how much money is available, and then two, putting people together. We share name, email, phone number for each person, and because they want to. They want to fund your deals. There are so many people in our community that A, have more money than they know what to do with, B, you know, are spending as fast as they can on their own deals and they'd like to partner with other people, or C, don't even want to do their own deals, just want to be your bank. So that's what this is all about. So we put the list out. We published it in February. I think it went out February. Yeah, it went out in February, how much money it was. And this, again, I know that people hold back. I hold back.
Oh,
like,
we did.
Right, everybody holds back.
We put $2 million
back.
In there.
Yeah.
We signed us for $2 million, but it's like closer to $20 million.
So if a lot of people don't put their real numbers out, like, I don't want to know how much money I really have.
Yeah.
So, but even what they shared was right now in excess of $50 million, wasn't it? Like $55
million?
Okay.
Total.
Yeah.
That's the people who responded. You know, let me tell you this. On the last live event, there were two people in our live event, and there were only 30 or 40 people there. We capped it at 30 or 40 people. There were two people there that were not in our group that represented equity hedge funds. That's how interested people are in doing deals that are good.
Well, the other thing is, and I've been told this for years now, so many of these investors, the money people, they love us. They like, we know what we're doing is what I'm trying to say. We're educated.
And it's niche-y.
We're using data. Yeah. We're getting the properties the right way at the right price. They're not, it's not an MLS thing that I'm spoon feeding to somebody. Like, I could find that myself. Nobody wants that. They understand how smart you are and we are. And they're like, they have no questions. And the best thing is, I would say too, if an investor doesn't understand it, you don't want to work with them either.
There's a lot of people who don't understand land, money people. They want to make money, but they don't, they're old school. And if I've answered this question once, I've answered it 1,000 times in my career. Well, why would you ever buy vacant land? It doesn't produce any money. And so, okay, then we can stop.
Move on.
I've learned now
that
they're probably apartment people or cap rate analysts or whatever, you know, long-term care, nursing homes, whatever. They need that revenue stream because they're not transaction driven. They're cap rate or income driven, which is fine. The world needs all kinds of people, but they don't understand
what we do.
Yeah, transaction value, transactions as as ordinary income. That's really the issue.
Right. And then my other point I want to make today is, how do you serve up a deal to these people so they're interested? Because this is huge for me. Because when people present deals to me, there's a less than 25%, honestly, that give me all the information right up front.
It's really frustrating.
Yeah, and I need everything. I need to know, you know, everything about the deal, right? And then I need to know, what about you and how you're gonna sell it? So I'm the investor. I need to know everything, you know, where it is, how big it is, why it's great. Look, here's what's going on in the market. Here's other deals in the area that have closed.
Why it's
great. Here's what's happening, you know, and here, look what I found. It's clearly, I'm just coming to you, Jill, because I don't have 50 grand and it's worth 180 right now. We could probably, maybe get 210 out of it. I don't know. I mean, I can't believe this guy's selling to me. We got to do this fast. So it needs to be presented with not just a statement like that, with examples backing it up. I need to say, here's three comps of what just happened in the last 90 days and why we got to act fast, kind of thing. And then the other part is, you want to present you. You're selling not just a deal, but you, and which needs to be, I have been studying this market for 6 months. You don't even have to live there. I've been watching what's happening. I'm hearing, I'm reading, I know. I got this person, that person. I already talked to three agents. Here's what they say can happen. I haven't picked anybody yet. You know, I know how this is gonna go. I've got it all spelled out. I just need the money. And if you come to me like that, or anybody on this list, they can't write a check fast
enough.
That's
exactly right, Jill. What ends up happening instead of that, very often, is, hey, Jack and Jill, is this a good deal?
Yeah. Would you do this deal?
Would you do this? And then would you fund it?
Yeah, no.
And then the answer is like, I mean, once in a while we'll do a deal like that, but the answer is almost always no, unless it's a great deal.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll look at it.
And then it's like, well, if it is a great deal, and we've done deals like this, we're doing deals now like this, if it is a great deal, we end up negotiating or discussing a very different percentage split, because Jill's going to have to do all the work. Because if somebody comes to us and says, this is the greatest deal, I've done 15 deals, this is by far the best deal, I don't have the $50,000, here's why, and spells it all out, just like Jill said, then we're going to believe that person, and we're going to believe that they can actually do all the work that's associated with it and take it seriously. If someone comes to us and says, let's say there's the exact same deals, the real estate deals are the same, and this it's presented by somebody who's maybe brand new, or they're saying, hey, would you do this deal? Is it a good deal? Mom and Dad, is this a good deal? Should I do it? Then what's going to happen is we're going to say, yeah, we will do the deal, but you're not going to get paid anywhere near
what if I'm going to do the work.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. If I'm going to hold your hand, and that's okay too. So be open to different percentages and different splits based on who's doing all the work and the heavy lifting.
That's right.
That's totally fair. I would do the same thing.
And that's not just us.
Oh, no.
Every other money person that we know in the group is like that too.
Well, I'm also talking to anyone in our industry. Anyone in real estate. I don't care if you're a house flipper, you do apartments, you do whatever. If you're doing it right, you run out of money at times because you have such a good deal
and
you can't let it go. So I want you to be able to present it to somebody, and you need to come at it with confidence on the deal and confidence in you and get that point across. I don't care who you are or who you're calling. You could be calling, you know, Toll Brother Homes, you know, to say, I know your path and where you're going, and I have a property that I know is going to be perfect for you. You know, here's what it is. You know, I don't know. That's a great example. But you just need to be able to, I want you to know that there's money out there. So I think I'm in all kinds of different things that I've, especially Clubhouse right now. I'm having so much fun in Clubhouse, and there's so many different people in Clubhouse. And I find a lot of people that are not jumping in to all kinds of real estate because they're hung up on money. And this is not a hang up. You don't have to go get your mortgage on your house, take out a second, get a hard money lender, worry about these points or whatever it is. You don't need to do that. If you've got a great deal, all you need to do is spend a little extra effort finding someone who can fund the deal, and they're out there. You know, in the old days, people used to put stuff in the paper and to try to find investors. Now with social media, it's even easier to find someone, especially in unique investment. There's all kinds of wonderful, unique investor groups all over Facebook. You can find, there's somebody right now sitting, you know, who who buys all kinds of things, sitting on a ton of cash, who would love to fund your deal. So you don't have to do it the old school way. You just have to know how to present it.
Think of it from an investor's perspective, a money person's perspective. I can do 100 deals as a money person. I can probably do 5 deals as a transaction coordinator. And maybe those numbers aren't that accurate. Maybe it's like, I can do 1,000 money deals actually, and maybe 20. So work is hard, time and work is harder than spending money. Mm-hmm. And so if you're either one or the other, or both, we're both. But you always should be aspiring to be the money person. So you should get to learn the business, find great deals, use other people's money, including ours, but eventually just keep it in your head. When you get really successful, pay it forward and become the money person, and you will do great.
It's not only paying it forward, you're going to make more money yourself. Well, that's the whole point. You get to a point.
None of this is free.
Well, you get to a point where you, like you just said, you can only handle your own deals so often. Who would not want to be in this situation? I've got 5 deals. I have 5 deals at a time at this volume. This is pretty much what we can handle my staff. And then I also have 10 extra deals running in the background where I'm doing no work. I'm just the money guy and I just get a check.
Yep.
That's it. That's what you want to be, and that's awesome. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on The Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on The Land Academy Show is called Becoming an Influencer by Jill DeWitt. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
I did not know this topic was coming, and I hope I have some. You're going to kind of interview me here?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
We were standing in the kitchen a couple weeks ago, and our third kid said, you know, because you guys, he ended his sentence with this. Because you guys are an influencer.
And he said that?
Yeah, both of us, well, you don't remember, but both of us turned around and said, we're influencers? And then he looked at us and just laughed and said, oh my God, Chess. You know, so apparently you have to have a lot less of a presence on the internet to be an influencer than we do. And I never call myself an influencer ever.
That's hilarious.
And Jill's on Clubhouse now is 10 times the influencer that I'll ever be, which is good. I think it's supposed to be that way.
Very sweet of you. Thank you. Need to send out a few thousand offers to property owners like us? Check out offers2owners.com. It's offers and the number 2owners.com. No setup fees, free mail merge, and exceptional service we should know as it's our company. So give offers2owners a call today. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.